punch, nigga, you better run. Now I'm in the back getting cool from my hun. Why she going down the rug and know what I done? She smoking my stuff, saying she ain't having fun. She give it back, now you don't get none. Everybody in the club getting tips. Everybody in the club.
Has Jaquan continued to have a career? Everybody in the club getting tips. Is he still grinding out there, or... At some point, you'd be like, all right, it's not going to happen. I have my time. Running into a lot of Ace of Base lately.
Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, take my breath away.
Why you vote?
well, I mean, everybody voted for Trump for one thing, and then he's changed his policy.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you say then to a person who says, "Well, you should have voted"? Well, it's like, I did, but he changed his policy. So it's like, that's why I feel like as citizens, we should be able to vote for the laws that are passed. Mm-hmm. not just people to make the laws, because they have something called the Monsanto Act. The Monsanto Act protects companies from any type of lawsuit, even with them putting harmful chemicals in their food. The Monsanto Act, for example, let's say I have a company and I'm growing wheat, and I put harmful chemicals in my crops, mm-hmm. that have been proven to cause all types of clinical illnesses and cause side effects. What the Monsanto Act does, which was signed under the Obama presidency, it protects me as a company so that nobody can sue me, and also I don't even have to label what's in the food that I'm selling people. Mm-hmm. So you, not only is it poison, you don't even know where it's at.
Yeah. Wow. Depressed as shit.
I'm sorry.
No, Bob, thank you, bro. Nah, but that's information we're not privy to all the time. B.O.B. is here. The Elements is the project. It's out now. Renard, you got to work, man. You got to ask one question today.
I was kind of thrown into the fray. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna take my time.
I'm curious because they found a couple Earth-like planets. I can't remember if it was three or five, but somewhere
seven.
Well, mm-hmm. above that seven. Would you consider leaving Earth?
That's a good question.
With my current belief system, no matter where you go, the problems that you face will follow you. Because you bring your perspective with you, you bring your own flaws with you, so to speak. I feel like we're all perfectly imperfect, but for the sake of the question, you bring your all the trouble with you, so there's nowhere I want to go. I used to feel like, oh man, Trump's president, I'm gonna go move to another country. It's like, there's nowhere you can go. There's no escape, so to speak. Not that we're like trapped, but in order to find true liberation, you have to go within yourself to find the answers. You have
Whoa.
To go internal. There's okay. nothing out there you can find or eat or read.
That's true.
Bob is here. Maserati's on the line from Austin. What up, man?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, what's
How
up? What's up, woman?
Son.
Hey.
Yo. J-T-I-P. Hey, Shotty, why you gotta act like that? Hey, I'm saying, but it's trying to be nice to you. Go and tell a nigga no with an ass so fat. Hey, why you wanna go and do that?
Now, who is five? We pick which fins to drop. The mafia, you wanna be him? Most of y'all niggas can't eat without the deal. I'm rich, I'ma stay that.
They say if you really do love me, they say love isn't real unless you can profess it to the world.
So go ahead.
I confess that I love B.O.B.
There you have
it. B.O.B. and Maserati sitting in a tree. Well,
all right.
Yes, to an end.
Come on.
Let me be your mirror, help you see a little bit clearer.
babies on seven. sounds. Really enjoying this track. We'll then hear from Pereira Elsewhere. In 2013, she put out a debut album on Friends of Friends called Everlast. And she now returns, this Berlin via London artist, pairs her breathy, understated vocals with some real eerie synths on the track Something's Up. Finally, in this block, we are going to hear from funk and jazz artist Thundercat. He's got a huge new 23-song album called Drunk that is out, and everything I've heard from it so far is awesome. This guy, so influential in the indie hip-hop scene and DJ scene as well. Really worked with all sorts of talented artists, from Flying Lotus to Kendrick Lamar to Childish Gambino. His sound is truly influential, and just constant showcase of his talent and forward thinking. We're going to hear a track from him to end the block called Tokyo.
Like every time they've tried to make another one, it's been disappointing. Like, not that they're necessarily bad games, but I just, it never felt right. I don't know. But, like, I'm still up for the fucking idea. Like, whatever, man. Keep fucking making new Blaster Masters. Maybe someday someone will get it right. But also, like, the original Blaster Master, you go back and play it now, like, it's... The fucking... The top-down stuff is not great. Like, we at least agree on that. Like, the cool part about Blaster Master is that the fucking car, the vehicle, is sick. And that frog, I mean, you gotta say that frog, but also, you know. There was like a PS1 Blaster Master game that was relatively well received. And I would love to see that game get like a full-on, like, remakes maybe the wrong, but like the sort of treatment that Biotic Commando Rearmed got, but for Blaster Master, I think would be that could be really special. But I don't know that it's gotten that yet. Freeway has stopped going in the other direction. Okay, now they're letting it go. Must have been some debris on the road they had to get or something. That does not mean we need to slow down going this way. Come on, people. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Admittedly, it took me quite a while to warm up to Will Toledo's Carcin Yet Rest project. There are many out there that might tell you that his 2016 album, Teens of Denial, contains the indie rock song of the decade. I'm talking, of course, about Drunk Driver's Killer Whales. album track is over 6 minutes long, so I kind of make it a policy, actually, oddly, not to play that many songs that are that long on the show, mainly because I can't fit in all the songs until the 2 hours that I want when I start playing songs that are that long, which, of course, buys into Sylvanesso's radio track so heavily. Apologies to Sylvanesso for that. I know it is tough. When you want to create art and then DJs like me won't play the song because it's just too long for the format that we have to sometimes adhere to. Maybe feeling that pinch, car seat headrest in late 2016 reworked is Drunk Driver's Killer Whale song into a more radio-friendly version, 3 minute 40 seconds, I guess, version of Drunk Driver's Killer Whales, but honestly, I think he succeeds very much so in that less is more sometimes, I guess, in my opinion. And he nails it in this truncated version of the single.
With like the fucking 3 minutes you just spent talking about bullshit, you could have played that long-ass song you were so angry about.
Recently released a
good work
new album called Hard Love. It's excellent and totally worth checking out. Back in 2014, he released his fifth album, Heal, which was truly a game-changer for Timothy Showalter, a.k.a. Strand Oaks. From a career standpoint, Heal was an awesome, awesome album. Going to be hard to top, but Hard Love's a great album and definitely worth checking out. What am I getting to? Nothing to do with either one of them. Back in 2014,
I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I tell you I got this, my people. best beef, and now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on this seat, cause you've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro, at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I pull some old funky shit. The ads of my collection, the selection symbolizes don't take a toll, but don't show. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do. It's like this and like that, like this and it's like that, like this and like that and it's like this. And who you the fuck about love? So just chill to the next episode. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimpin' hoes and clockin' a grip like my name was Lola Mike. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking chick shit. So Trey, what up? Gotta give them what they want.
What's that shit?
Gotta wake them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be pumpin'. City of Compton.
It's where takes place, so a national attention. Bobbin' like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynchin'. Droppin' the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Get close, say your ass against smack. My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, nigga, it don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never on, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better like this. That and this and it's like that, like this and like that and it's like this. They don't give a fuck about those.
So just chill till the next episode.
Mike Record, welcome back and give love and respect to you. I gotta give some love to my Pisces friends. You're celebrating your birthday today. Ja Rule's birthday is today.
We hooray!
Ja Rule Day. Happy birthday to you, Ja. Tony Robbins and Ken Corey, who's one of the security guards in that Dawn of the Dead, is a TV actor too. Great character actor. And I forgot to say happy birthday to Rapper. Used to have a classic concert. He's in the early 90s. As well as his own show, Video Music Box, and he's doing curation in New York and Queens public libraries for hip-hop in Queens, and I'm a part of that as well. Thank you for listening today, Blue Cantrell.
My name is So get on top and make it bounce. If you're not fucking, you should bounce. He ran up a trick, but it bounced. Bounce. Get on top and make it bounce. If you're not fucking, you should bounce. He ran up a check, but he bounced. Bounce.
Ah, good raps. Quality raps.
Norby Wolf is our agency, right?
True.
Karen Lewis is our agent.
We're up.
Zakiya and Falcon Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush,
our Rush Town manager. Check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid and paid.
Of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket all my money spent. So I just default, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how I could have get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learned to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, this man through my mist. A pen and a paper, a stereo and tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without the money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got cool. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full. Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down. Just let the beat keep on rocking. And we out of here. Yo, what happened to peace?
Peace.
Thank you.
man. Damn, Skippy, I'm with it.
I think Lil Jon is a yoga instructor. Sweat, that is a hot yoga.
And tweet us at SiriusXMFly.
We'll make sure to retweet.
Southern Fly Time on Twitter.
Thank you.
I'm like, well, some nice quiet tunnel time, but everything has to come to an end.
Enjoy the silence.
breakdown where, you know, if you were remixing it, you would throw a verse on here. You let somebody flow over this, you know? It's a little fast. Maybe they half-time it, you know, if they can't get the syllables out, but, you know. These real spitters.
If you saw, but Joe Jackson talking about New Orleans jazz on his Facebook page, quite appropriate for today and the next couple of days. Slug Monstrosity on First Wave, Sirius XM. If you'd like to know what he likes, he's got himself some good taste in music, as we've all seen over the years with his posts and his ramblings.
So oh, yeah.
Check that out.
No, we've all seen
New Orleans jazz on Joe Jackson's Facebook
page. We have all seen Joe Jackson's Facebook page. Everyone has. Everyone knows about the jazz he's posting about. Why are you even talking about it? Because we've all already read it. Leave me hanging out here, blocking this entire intersection. Fuck. Drum on this song sounded kind of like ridiculous for what this song is. Seems out of place to me. Why did I pull out into this intersection? Now, oh man, I'm the worst. All right. Well, I'm gonna... Okay, we're okay. We're okay. Ugh, fucking wheel well bottomed out in that fucking pothole.
SiriusXM.
Doing other than not seeing that I'm behind him. What the fuck? Alright, no, move your fucking van. What are you doing? Alright, I'm here. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a sharp Tuesday. I'll see you later.